Spring training coverage wraps up today here on the KGMI Morning News. It's brought to you by Walton Beverage Company. They're 100% locally owned. They're your Pepsi distributor serving Northwest Washington. Walton is now hiring. Head over to waltonbeverage.com. As we alluded to yesterday and today, KPUG's very own Alan Fee is bringing the zone to Zona, and you managed to get 4 player interviews in that locker room yesterday. I bet your mouth is exhausted there, Alan, but you're back for more. You clearly enjoy it.
You know, I have to tell you, I woke up this morning, I feel like I swallowed concrete, and the weather has not been cooperating with us. We're seeing a little bit of sunshine now, but it's like, I think, 50 degrees. It rained overnight, and it's a little breezy. I'm standing outside so I don't disturb the rest of the press corps that's here.
Oh, dear.
But I tell you what, it's been an adventure. Yesterday in the locker room, we had so much access, and it was tough to, it was like air traffic control trying to manage which player we would get to. And we're going to do more of that today and then showcase it. We'll showcase it on, obviously, the Zone on KPUG, but also here on KGMI.
So let's talk about one of those things. One of the people you spoke to yesterday, I believe, in the early half of our conversations, J.P. Crawford was among those. And he's a standout player that you have been just giving accolades to all week long, lauding even is a good word for it. And he's more than passionate about the sport. He's passionate about the things happening in the offseason as well.
Yeah, J.P. Crawford is one of the leaders on and off the field, and definitely in the locker room, and we've picked up on that. He's also the best three-point shooter. They usually do a little shoot-around, and they do a three-point shooting competition. You ask anybody on this team, and I do mean anybody, from the guys picking up the towels to the players, they all say J.P.'s got a three-point shot that can kill. I actually asked him, I said, dude, what about maybe playing for the Sonics, because the Sonics are coming back.
Yes.
He hasn't ruled it out. So breaking news there, maybe. we did have a great conversation with him. He went to a place called Driveline 2 years ago because he was struggling. You know, here he is, our leadoff hitter. He was struggling at the plate. Driveline goes to fix your game, basically. They work on the swing. They attach all the attachables to the guy, and they try to really analyze the swing and do all the analytics. And he had a breakout year last year, the best in his career. And he was definitely a catalyst that powered this team. Well, he also hooked up with Ty France, who you heard earlier here on KGMI, and Ty France went to Driveline. So those two guys are going to be very interesting to watch this year because I really think they're going to be catalysts as far as getting our team into the playoffs. But talking to JP, we talked to him about anything and everything from baseball. Obviously, he's as hungry as every other player. They missed by just one game. But he really wanted to talk about his dogs because they've got Tucker the dog, the Team Mariner dog, which, by the way, is hanging out in the press room with us this morning. That's the dog you see at the games. Tucker basically goes everywhere except on road games during the regular season. But JP talked about his dogs with us yesterday in the locker room.
What did you do during the off season?
Oh, a whole lot of nothing, to be honest. You know, barbecued a lot. That's something I really like to do. We bought a house back in our hometown in Long Beach, so me and my wife are really happy about that. And just hanging out with our dogs, taking it day by day.
This is definitely a dog team. We were just talking to Ty France about his golden retrievers. We've seen Tucker around the field here. What do you have?
Oh, I got 3 Siberian Huskies. I had the mom, Elena, and then she had a litter of 9 back in 2013, and I kept two boys at a litter. And their names are Loki and Thor. And, yeah, they go everywhere with me, Seattle, Arizona, Cali, the Road Warriors. And, yeah, they're definitely part of the fam.
Now, does the wife join you up here or the dogs are somewhere around here somewhere?
Oh, yeah, they're 6 minutes down the street at the house. We drove down from Seattle to our new house and then California, Arizona. So, yeah, they go everywhere with us.
Makes the most sense for a dog-eat-dog kind of team that's going to be a stellar one this year, I tell you what, between the three Siberian Huskies, the 2 Golden Retrievers. Heck, somebody's got to have a partridge in a pear tree over there, right?
Something like that. I love it. We're going to get ready to build an ark if it keeps raining down here, I'll tell you that. But, yeah, very funny that he knows exactly. It's not 5 minutes away. It's 6 minutes, according to Waze. He loves being around his dogs and obviously his wife, too. But just a super cool, chill guy, the guy you want him to be as a fan, the way you see him play the game. Just a real pleasure to talk to him yesterday.
Absolutely. And we'll have more of those interviews coming up on The Zone over on KPUG, 1170 AM and 97.9 FM. And this afternoon, during the afternoon news right here on KGMI, Alan Fee from KPUG joining us all week long with live coverage from Arizona for spring training. Alan, you've been a gem. Thank you so much. And come back up here. We've got better weather.
There you go. Well, thanks for a great week. I appreciate it.